A number of towns and counties in our region have adopted needle exchange programs as a way to combat rising levels of HIV and hepatitis C. Barron County, Kentucky began its needle exchange program in March and has so far received more than 1,300 dirty needles from IV drug users. Kevin Willis has this update.
Stephanie Dickerson has seen the Barron County needle exchange progress from being an idea met with skepticism to a reality. She works in health education at the Barron River District Health Department and is based in Barron County. She helped the department's director and epidemiologist lobby Barron County and Glasgow City governments to approve a needle exchange. Dickerson says the program has already done a lot to tamp down concerns some had expressed about starting a syringe exchange.
We have got a lot of positive feedback, and honestly, I was surprised because when this first started and we went before county government and city government, there was a lot of pushback about this. And people were like, well, you're just promoting drug use in Barron County.
Local needle exchange programs were made possible by a bill passed by the 2015 Kentucky General Assembly. A massive outbreak of HIV that year in Scott County, Indiana, just north of Louisville, prompted Kentucky lawmakers to legalize syringe exchanges. Since then, about 50 needle exchange programs have begun. Barron County's program operates out of the County Health Department building in Glasgow on Thursdays from noon to 4 p.m. Dickerson says in its first 10 months, the program has handed out more than 1,700 clean needles while receiving and safely disposing of more than 1,300 dirty ones.
The first time that they come in, whether they bring us any needles or not, they get 21 clean needles. And then after that, it's a one-on-one. So if they bring us 10 dirty needles, we give them 10 clean needles.
The exchange involves more than just the swapping of a dirty needle for a clean one. Dickerson says the program is one part of an overall harm reduction campaign.
So while people are here, they are getting their clean needles, but also they're getting counseling, treatments for, options for treatments, places that we can help them get into. They are also getting free HIV testing. They are getting free Hep C testing, and also they can get vaccinated for free for the Hep A shot. So it's not like they're just in and out the door.
And Dickerson says some drug users from outside Barron County have come to Glasgow to use the local needle exchange, including participants from Metcalf and Russell counties. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.